the North West game today, but unfortunately that was rained off. But they've just seen it through to the Pakistan game, so looking forward to those.
Talking about the Pakistan games, they're coming up on Thursday and Saturday, 2-1 days. You're saying you're looking forward to them. They're not going to be easy beat. They're in a very strong position to win the test against England at the moment.
Yeah, they've played some very good cricket over the last few weeks, and it's actually been a really good series between themselves and England. Strongly placed today, and they're probably going to see that game through and finish 2-2, so they'll be coming over on a high. But we've played a couple of good games against Afghanistan and Pakistan. The last time we played them in Dublin, we ran them close. We tied the first game, and we're very competitive in the second game, so we'll be looking for a couple of wins out of those games, especially in our home conditions. I think it's something we can do.
William, you're still with Warwick. You've been there a few years now, part of the system there, part of the family, still enjoying your cricket with Warwick, sir.
Yeah, very much so. It's a great club to be at. Obviously, a bit of respect for last week when the test match is on, and that's where we turn up to work every day. It's great. You come into the stadium and facilities are unbelievable, so to go in there and train and learn your trade there is great. And yeah, if we stay there for a while, I'll be happy.
And lastly, William, just before you finish up, back among some of the players you might have played with some of them, I know, when the Ireland set up, but some of the North West boys were about today, although there was no game. Good to see them, and hoping that maybe there's one or two North West boys will push all the way and get their place in the Irish side, like yourself and the likes of Stuart Thompson and Craig Young.
Yeah, very much so. I think the exciting thing is a very young squad that's around, and you hear a lot of names coming through. It's great to see, and North West obviously produced a lot of cricketers throughout the time, and I think the opportunities are going to be more and more throughout the next few years and progressing. As long as Irish cricket keeps progressing, I think that the opportunities are going to be there for the young lads in the North West, and hopefully they keep continuing to grow, and there'll be a few more lads in the squad very soon.
Unfortunately, back to the bad times again. Eglinton got 186 yesterday, Craig Averill top scoring with 50. Strabane got very close, they're just 8 runs short. Mark Gillespie still in fine form since he made his comeback, scored 44. But an 8 run defeat leaves him rock bottom now, because I'll move on to the big shock of the day yesterday. Ardmore, top of the league going into yesterday's game, with bottom of the league Drummond. And guess what? Ardmore lost. Drummond got 166. Not a great total, but a respectable total. Andy Christie and skipper Chris Murg scoring 43 each. And even though Decker Curry has been doing all season, came to Ardmore's rescue with a great 87. They still fell 5 runs short. So it's definitely a big shock there. Moved Drummond from second from bottom of Leafs to Ban at rock bottom. And the other game yesterday was at Brady. Corian, the visitors. Corian scoring 180. Tim Chopra was 57. Bowling Brady out for 146. Corian winning by 34 runs. That leaves a three-way tie at the top now. Corian, Eglinton and Ardmore with Dunamana and Brigade games in hand. It's all about trying to get them played in mind, as everybody's looking at the weather. The season's already been extended to the 10th of September because of bad weather. So Dunamana especially have 3 games in hand over Sunsides. Can they get them played? If they win them and get them played, they could well win the league, but the worry is the weather.
Yeah, was it weather that had that game off yesterday between Dunamana and Brigade?
It was indeed, because Dunamana's ground is very low-lying and a lot of rain during the week left it really soaking. They did their best, but there was really no chance. That game actually rearranged now for the 10th of September. And of course, as William Porterfield was saying, that game, he was looking forward to playing today against the Northern Knights. But again, wet conditions at Eglinton decided, both sides decided that it wasn't worth the risk of too many wet patches and the bowlers run up especially. So they decided to abandon that. But it was a bit of a bonus for us getting William on, because there was no game.
Certainly. So tell me, how come he was eligible to play for the North West Warriors today?
Yeah, well, as long as his club, his county side release him, then they can't play in a representative game like that. Not so much a league game. He would have to be registered in the North West for him to play for Dunamana, etc., and cup games. But because they're a representative game, and he does obviously captain Ireland, they allow him to play. And in actual fact, there's a fellow, Gary Wilson, was to play for the Northern Lights today. He actually was Surrey, and he's not on their first team at the moment, so he was eligible to come across and play there, and he would have played today. So it means that we get a wee chance to see them up in their local area, and that's good for the game up here.
Yeah, certainly is, and it'd be interesting to see how he'd perform at that level, you know, since he is in the international scene and playing first-class cricket over in England. It'd be interesting to see how he would perform.
it would have been very interesting just to see how he would have done today. He would have opened the bat and he would have captained the side today. It would have been interesting, and like I say, given the local Northwest spectators something to look at, but this just didn't happen. But maybe it can happen again. I think there's one or two games still to go, and if he's still eligible, maybe the Warwickshire would release him to come over again. But the fact he was over for the wedding made it handy for him to play, and with Warwickshire, and he wasn't on the Warwickshire side yesterday, so there was no problem him coming down here and trying to get a game. It didn't work out, but nevertheless, good to see him here.
Good to see him. You mentioned captain. How important is a captain in cricket?
Very, very vitally important. Not only this, some people think it's just a matter of going out, tossing the coin, deciding do you bowl or you're batting. But he's one of these captains that is a deep thinker. And he's actually, I think he's vice captain for Warwickshire's one day side. So they, a lot of them thought of him over there. And even during the World Cup campaigns, the commentators remarked about a great thinker he is of the game. Because he's not only in batting, but he also looks about when the team's fielding, when the team's bowling, what the position should be, and he leads from the front. He's an excellent captain, and he's been captain for many years now, and he's still only a relatively young guy, so the potential's there, and possibly he could take over as captain of Warwickshire in the years to come.
And is there the potential then that he might stay in the game and become, you know, a coach manager?
There's got to be that possibility, Miles, because as I said, he's very well respected, he's captaincy, and he's a deep thinker, so coaching would probably go down that line himself, I would imagine, when he does finish. But there's a few more years in him yet before that happens.
Well, hopefully, yes, I'm sure they all prefer to be playing rather than doing any other thing, I suppose. Coaching, managing, next best thing, but it doesn't beat playing.
It doesn't beat the playing, and he's enjoying the playing at the moment.
Okay, just looking at those scores, I was just taking a quick glance at them. Nobody getting over 200, relatively low scoring. Is it because of the conditions of the playing surface?
That's an awful lot to do with them. The outfields especially are so damp now that the ball obviously slows up a lot when it's hit towards the boundary, and there's not as many boundaries. As you say, less than 200 in all the games yesterday. But it's making for very competitive games. Two games went down to single figure victories yesterday, so it's making them very competitive, and everything they play for, Mike, has never seen it as close a league. And normally when the cup finals played, there's suddenly one or two teams have pulled clear in the league. Not this year, there's only one of five could still win it.
Yeah, and you are talking about Eglinton and Ardmore, no disrespect to them, but it wouldn't be predicted at the beginning of the year that they'd be joint top. Okay, Coleraine were expected to do well again.
Yeah, you were expecting the big three, as they're called, Coleraine, Brigade and Dunamana, to be up there dominating. But Eglinton, fair play them, and to Ardmore, they've produced the goods. Ardmore have beaten Brigade twice this year, which is a tremendous feat. And they're going to be there and thereabouts. I'm disappointed yesterday, but I keep saying, even in my paper article, they've got to get somebody to help Decker Curry out. They can't expect him week in, week out to carry them along. It was found out yesterday because he had no help, and they lost the game. So sooner two or three more step up to the plate. If they're going to maintain their challenge, he has to get a bit of help.
Yeah, because if he's out with a low score, it leaves it difficult then to get a high score.
Well, they're going to have problems. I mean, he's at 380s this year already, you know, and they've got results except for yesterday, but he's not a machine, although you would think in sometimes the way he bats that he is a machine, but he can't do it all the time, and as you say, if he fails, then they're in trouble, and that's the worrying thing, because they play Dunamana this Saturday at home, and then they have Coleraine to play, so they have the big guns still to take on, and they need help. He needs help in those games especially, although Dunamana are going to be without Andy McBride next Saturday, because he's obviously involved with William Porterfield Irish side against Pakistan, so that'll certainly weaken Dunamana next Saturday.
Okay, anything else, Eamon?
No, we're nothing during the week this week, Miles. As I say, that Northwest game was taking precedence today. But next Saturday, we're back to four important league games again. But they're all very important at this time of the year, which, as I say, it's great to see. We're going to go right to the wire this year, I'm certain of that, before we have winners. And at the bottom, to see who's been down. Definitely between Strabane and Drummond. Drummond's slightly in a better position at the minute than Strabane. It would be a big disaster for Strabane if they were to lose their senior status after winning the league just a few years ago.